Oh, we're very lucky on this show because we can get access to the very top. And when we have this powerful man on our show, he has his own intro.
He's the Prime Minister, Australia's leader. He's here on the show. Let's all say hello to ScoMo. It's time for ScoMo.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, welcome back to the show.
Can I take that to the US with me next week?
We'll get to that.
Absolutely. Prime Minister, look, that was great today. Yesterday morning we were doing breakfast radio and we were live We've got the TV screens here, and that was a big day. That was a historic pact announcement. There was you, obviously, and Joe Biden and Boris Johnson. I nearly forgot his name just to make you feel better. But this is a trilateral security partnership with Britain and Australia and the US. Can you break this down for us and explain it?
Well, look, the bottom line is it's about keeping Australians safe in a part of the world that is changing significantly. Very different to what we've known for decades and decades. We all know that right across what's called the Indo-Pacific. And this is about keeping Australians safe with our closest friends and partners. And there are no closer friends and partners to Australia than the United States and the United Kingdom. We've been with them in all of these conflicts and all of the big challenges we've had for more than a century. And this is about working with them to ensure we have the best possible defence capabilities using the best possible technology to keep Australians safe and to try and keep our region as peaceful and stable as possible. So if you live in Indonesia, you live in Vietnam, you live up in Japan or over in India, that right across the region, people can just get on with their lives in peace and stability and security.
Now let's get to the fun stuff, ScoMo. Now, you did allude to it at the top. Now, this happened yesterday.
I'm honoured today to be joined by two of America's closest allies, Australia and the United Kingdom. Thank you, Boris, and I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
It does. Now, was there a call afterwards? Was there a text by Joey? Did he say, mate, I'm sorry, I just had a mental blank? Or did you say you've been to the men at work?
It's all good. I mean, he actually does refer to me privately when we speak as pal. It's a phrase that he uses a fair bit. I suppose that's mate. I've referred in similar ways. But I think what yesterday showed is, you know, forget all the theatrics. I mean, the relationship is personally and as countries a very strong one. I mean, he came into the role this year and we just got to work ensuring that we have a very good relationship. Our relationship with the United States has to go beyond politics, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Democrat or a Republican in the White House. You deal with who's there because it's important for Australia. And look, I had a good positive relationship with Donald and of course with Joe. That's what I have the same. And Australia is just so well liked and respected in the United States and in the United Kingdom. I mean, we all know about the relationship with the United States, and we get it, I think, here, but the fact that we've got the United Kingdom back in this arrangement, the British, and with Boris, I mean, Boris loves Australia. I mean, seriously, this guy just absolutely loves the place. And the 4 million doses, remember, that was the last deal I did with him a few weeks back for getting the Pfizer doses here to Australia. That was significant. We needed it. He turned up for us, and he's a great friend of Australia. And of course, we had the trade agreement, which we were able to pull together when I was over there at number 10 not that long ago, when we were doing these same arrangements down there in Cornwall over this trilateral partnership. So it's been a busy time.
PM, I've got to ask, I feel awkward if I've made a booking at a pub for a lunch and I've got to call up and cancel that booking. How do you call France and say something about that $90 billion contract we've got to have a chat about? What do you say on that call? That's got to be a tough one.
Well, you just be honest. And this has been a discussion we've been having for a while. I had dinner with President Macron back in late June. He invited me there. And I was very honest with him about the challenges we're facing in our part of the world and how what's called a conventional submarine, not a nuclear-powered submarine, that wasn't going to be able to, we didn't believe, do the job we needed it to be able to do. And so I flagged that very clearly at that time, that we were still working through the issues, and we did that for several more months. And then at the end of the day, I just said, look, we've got to do what's in Australia's national interest, and it's got no issue with the French, got no issue with the submarine we're looking to build. It's just that it's not going to do the job that we need the sub we're going to build to do. And, you know, France will always do things in their national interest, as will Australia and as will other countries. And as leaders, we understand that. We understand that each of us have got to do what's best for our own countries. And sometimes that means we'll have to disappoint each other.
Did you pick up the tab for dinner that night?
No, it was at his house. So, and it was a long discussion. We were dealing with a very difficult issue. And it was a very, I was there for several hours. And we were talking about a lot of things. He's deeply passionate about the Pacific. And he and I have had a very good relationship. But as a Prime Minister, you've got to put what's best for your country first.
Hey, you speak about France, but I also read this morning New Zealand, Jacinta's not happy with us either. What do you ring her and say, listen, he forgot my name. Like, don't worry about it. I'm upset as well.
I called Jacinta. She was the first call I made about this agreement to our partners and friends. And New Zealand has a long-standing history now of when it comes to nuclear-powered military vessels, and they have the same issue with the United States, and we respect that. And that's the issue that New Zealand has flagged, but more broadly don't have an issue with the fact that Australia is, you know, providing its a boost to its own capability, because at the end of the day, that keeps New Zealand safe too.